Right, well, we'll start with the congratulations. Did you expect this?
Well, I thought I had a good chance, you know, but I mean, lots of people in it probably fancied their chances as well. I'd say there's probably six or seven that were fancied, but I did think I had a chance. You know, it's a quick course and he's super careful, so I know I can go quick in the jump off. So, you know, I think you just hope for a bit of luck on the day, and everything came off perfectly. So,
you won by quite a nice, comfortable margin, really.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I knew Nicole and Jeff were still to come after me, and they're both really quick riders, so I had to go, you know, I had to try and go into the lead and try and put enough pressure on those two as well. But, you know, I think I did as quick a round as I could have done, and that was always the plan.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell me about the horse.
I bought him as a three-year-old. He's a really clever horse. He was very sharp as a youngster, so we had to go a little bit carefully with him, but he's really intelligent, really careful, and he's one of those, you know, that if you do your job right and you ride well, then he's not going to let you down most of the time. So it's a great horse to have.
He's a very clean jumper. What's his attitude like?
He's sensitive. You know, he's very, in the stable, he's cheeky, but he's very sensitive, and that kind of reflects in the way he rides as well. So he looks quite deliberate and sort of methodical, but he's quite sharp, actually.
But,
yeah, but you know, he's really, like I say, really clever, really careful, and he's a real try. I mean, he really tried in that jump off there, you know.
So what's your plan for him now?
He'll have some time off now, and then getting fit and ready for the new year, and I'll probably take him down to Portugal for a tour in February, March, and then kick on a bit as an eight-year-old next year, do some international shows as an eight-year-old next year. So.
Do you get excited about these young horses that are doing so well at this level at such a tender age?
Absolutely, because you know I buy most of them as 3 and 4 year olds, so you know, you hope that you pick them right when they're young, but it's a long process and you keep them for a long time, so you know you hope they come good, and when they win a class like that, then it's a real reward. So
have you had a win here at Horse of the Year show before?
No, I've had a couple of seconds. I haven't won, no.
So you've never done the gallop?
Not since I was on ponies. I think when I was about 14 I won something. Not as an adult.
What is it like, that the big finale, that the lap of honour, the gallop down?
Well, it's just a massive relief, you know. To be honest, you're kind of, you know, you're building up to this class, and you know, you're really focused, and then, you know, it's just fun. It's a great feeling, you know, you can just relax and enjoy it, so it's brilliant.